On guard, you swine!
I'll guard my swine till death do part us both! Have at you!
Gesundheit!
I'd done some fencing at Riverdale and pursued that a bit when I entered Yale in 1959, but I was not into competitive sports and finally shifted to putting my time into the Dramat. It shared the same facilities as the drama school and had a freshman one-act festival to see whom they wanted to recruit. I submitted a play, but it didn't get selected. It was about peace. I should have known. There's not enough war in peace.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Don't pay it.
All we are saying is give
peace of Nigeria.
Yes.
Give it a chance, baby. Give it a try.
I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
An alumnus, Dean Acheson, who'd been Secretary of State under President Harry Truman, gave a memorable speech at Yale and met with us at the Tomb, Scroll and Key, afterwards for a chat. Acheson had been the architect of the Marshall Plan, the U.S. commitment to financially rebuild Western Europe after World War II and help contain Stalin and other communist aggression. He told us that we had some advisors in a Southeast Asian country called Vietnam.
New tourist nations like Amazonia and Namland.
And a few surprises, Mark.
And while it would be a few years off, Acheson assured us we would likely go to war there based on the domino theory that if the communists took over one country in the region, others would fall.
Yeah, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your books and pick up a gun. I'm gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates.
Let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is one that's dead. And you know the peace could only be won when the golden rule of the kingdom come.
And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates.
Fighting for. Don't ask me, I don't give a
brothers throughout the land. Pack your boys up to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die.
Best review I ever read on the Fireside Theater was in Rolling Stone, when a guy wrote in to say that he would be listening to us in the rice paddies in Vietnam with the bullets flying over his head on his earphones. It was the only thing that kept him sane. I liked that review because I got to tell you, the Fireside Theater, as I see it, can't speak for all four of the guys, but I think it's very true, were a platoon of guerrillas from 1968 to 1973. We fought the Holocaust in Vietnam, and we won. And we all are the walking wounded because of it. We are veterans. We are truly Vietnam veterans. People didn't spit on us because we spat first. But we were guerrillas, and I honor us for that. I think we ought to get ribbons, small ribbons that we could wear in the lapels of our tank tops.
I've been all over Vietnam, a place I feel a special connection to. My first love, a place I remain besotted with, fascinated by.
So, back in Vietnam, one of my favorite places on earth, and all of the things I need for happiness. Low plastic stool, check. Tiny little plastic table, check. Ooh, something delicious in a bowl, check.
In this case, a local specialty, Com Hen, clam rice, sweet, meaty little local clams out of their shells, tossed with a wild swirl of mung beans, white rice, spicy green chilies, crunchy roasted peanuts, fried pork rind, and cilantro. And a similar variation with rice noodles.
Got fish sauce with chilies in it, and whoa, that'll just singe your eyebrows off. Throw some chilies in.
Hit with some hot clam broth, and you're on your way. I'm back. Back in Vietnam.
Shut it.
Eating grin for the duration. A giddy, silly, foolish man beyond caring.
And a cold local beer. Huda, my preferred brand whenever in way. Clams with pork cracklings. How could that not be good? This is the way so many of the great meals of my life have been enjoyed. Sitting in the street, eating something out of a bowl that I'm not exactly sure what it is. Scooters going by. So delicious. I feel like an animal. Where have you been all my life? Fellow travelers, this is what you want. This is what you need. This is the path to true happiness and wisdom.
It just goes to show you that just because you went to Yale and got to be the most powerful diplomat in the world...
Well, you know, well, I mean, I guess what I'm saying, you know...
You could still make wrong decisions. It made me determined to exercise my Amish pacifist instincts after graduation. And when I was called up for my Army physical, I came prepared not to serve.
Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours. 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there, and they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they wasn't leaving no part untouched.
I applied blue grease paint to the tip of my hoo-ha so that when we were examined for signs of VD and questioned by the doctor, I could announce that I wanted to stand out in the crowd.
The Philip K. Dick Van Dyke Show.
Guys,
yeah.
The men,
mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
What other organ in your body has stood up for you like your dick?
Well, certainly not your heart. Yeah, that organ gets broken when you're young. It breaks for good just before you die.
Right. It's not your liver. That wimp can't handle the massive amounts of alcohol you're drinking because you're depressed over neglecting your dick.
Yeah,
it's not your balls. I mean, they're important, but only as handmaidens to your dick. You know what Bly said? A pair of able-bodied seamen ready to pass the buckets when it's time to put out the fire.
Yeah, don't tell me your best friend is your brain because you don't have a brain. No, if you did, it would have told you long ago to listen to your dick. And by now, you'd be living like a swell, sniffing the rest of the world.
Hey, did you know the Academy of Urology announced that a daily wank reduces the onset of prostate cancer by 40%?
Really? No, yeah. Kidding.
You'd be a jerk not to listen to him and get hands-on about it right away.
Your dick is your handle to success.
Yeah,
our president is a total dick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And his vice president's been a dick all his life.
I never thought of that. That's right. Hey, give me the stick.
Here you go.
Now, is this the message? Stop hiding your dick in your pants?
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Unzip your trip? Yeah. Start hanging out with the Yang crowd?
Yeah, put a flag on it for the 4th of July. You hear the girls say, "Who's that patriotic prick?"
It's your dick, buddy. Your one eye on the world. Let it lead you around, and it'll take you into dark and mysterious places where few men dare to go.
Cut. Swan.
Schlong.
Dong.
Weenie.
Weenie.
Dork.
Pork.
Or Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. Hey, whatever you call it at the end of the long pull, it's the one straight friend you can't rub the wrong way.
Your dick. The member to remember.
Don't forget it either.
He didn't go for my ruse. So, when we were asked to bend over, and he commanded that we spread our cheeks, I cried out, "And fart!" Still no effect. I guess there was no deferment for childish jokes. It wasn't until I was standing in line for the colorblindness test that I caused enough of a ruckus to be called out. The examiner was a little Napoleon, ridiculing the Latino guy in front of me because he, like me, had a problem with color differentiation. I called the nasty prick on it, and he immediately said, "Go see the psychiatrist." And here's where it really got weird. The doctor looked like a classic Freudian, complete with goatee and tiny European glasses. He sat me in front of his imposing desk in his closet-sized office with an open transom window behind him from which drifted flakes of snow. "Do you have any girlfriends, Philip?" he asked. I answered yes. "Do you have any boyfriends?" A loaded question. So I put the gun to my head and said, "Well, I'm an actor, so of course I do."
And I am Bebop the cuddling up man, to sleep the sleep with all the windows open, and even one sheet is too much cover for the woman of dreams, the woman in question, the night baby of Bebop's summer radio dream.
Yeah, that's sweet.
He's being very seasonal, Bebop.
Yes.
I really appreciate that.
Well, right. Am I on? Am I still on?
We sleep with...
Hey, Dwayne, man, are you in the booth?
Yeah, man, I'm in the booth. I'm
we sleep on
here.
Top of the sheets during the summer, too, and we don't use the air conditioning because I'm allergic to it.
Not listening. Don't you sleep? No. You got it. You have separate bedrooms. I mean, you have a condo.
We have a separate bedroom. Of course.
Do you have the Devil Master in the bedroom?
No, the Devil Master's in the other room.
And he may still be in
prison.
He may still
be
in prison, man, but John Regas still owns the station, so I don't want to hear no homo.
The dog is in the cellar, but soon the dog will be
fire our butt.
Hey, Dwayne, man, don't use the word homosexual on the air.
Well, I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just coming from the booth.
No, you're talking. You're not just talking in our earphones.
Well, let me just tell you, man, John Regas, he may be in jail. His whole family's in jail. I mean, they got him locked up with Martha Stewart. He still owns the station. station.
Unclear communications.
Watch what you say.
Well,
man.
At least he's with Martha Stewart, so he's not some homosexual.
He's doing Martha Stewart as we speak.
Oh, please.
In a stylish fashion.
Very stylish. She doesn't
all
even
right,
know
all right,
it.
All right, man, we've been too heterosexual. You guys just go ahead, get
he's
on with your life.
He's using the glue gun on her, man.
Well,
he's sticky in the night. That was real nice, Bebop, man. You really brought the sense.
That was very, very nice.
Sense of the right. desert.
I think that's what they
used to pay me for, but our checks don't come from Adelphia.
If I do say so, Ray.
You just did, man.
Hal, I'm Ray. I'm sorry. If I do say so, Hal, I think
asked him to get a tattoo on the back of his hand.
Right. Oh, I have a little trouble remembering.
So he'd remember.
Yes.
Now, we're a little worried about this.
Alzheimer's is such a long name, though.
No, I don't
think it'll fit on his
I
head.
Took his hormone pills this morning by mistake.
I thought it was Alzheimer. This is a guy named Alzheimer. You know, man...
I better
keep my accent. I'm in real big trouble.
We're very tired.
Because they'll fire my ass right off this station if I don't pretend to be diverse.
We just like Phil and Pete last week, we just returned from our 35th reunion at the Schlag School of Broadcasting in New Haven, Minnesota.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the mosquitoes vote there, man. That's so big.
Well, the mosquitoes were flying right next to our airplane, like F-16.
And a scourge of mosquitoes.
They were
dreadful.
Of course, the flight was underbooked, and they combined two flights,
and
put Ray and me way in the back,
back
by the toilets,
and right behind two squalling infants.
Yes,
no,
yes.
no, oh, yes. no respect,
the
man.
Next
no respect.
Time that Ray goes down to tweak on his little dog Robo.
Oh, yes,
now he swore to me that he's going to work on some baby stuff.
Yes, you bet. Howl mufflers, kitty gags, and sibling sacks. I'll give them away for free.
Oh, wait.
Have we slipped into mud?
Well, we were
smut.
Exhausted.
Is that what's happening? Yeah, we slipped in, yeah.
We were absolutely exhausted.
Yes.
Still am.
Uh-huh.
This is on the flight out.
We'd been up all night writing our contribution to the class of 60 Schlager talent show.
Yes, indeed. We rewrote some musical numbers, fellas, from the Dungeon Theater's Odd Couple.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we told you about that?
No. You're not going to sing these.
Well, no, we did some marvelous parody songs.
Can you do
Have a smoke, Professor Mutton, and you'll teach us how to use the cough button.
That's pretty good.
I killed them. They loved that.
Well, they put us up at the old gym. Hall, and we slept like babies in those double-decker bunks, like in our freshman year.
And as usual, we got into a fight as to who got to be on top.
Not listening.
John Regas, man, is like coming in his sleep over this one. This is much too heavy.
Oh, lighten up, fella.
It did the trick. Without saying another word, he began stamping an alarming number of sheets of paper right out of Waiting for the Electrician, ending with sign here, and here, and here. And here. And then he gave me a voucher for a free lunch and said, "Okay, Philip, you can go home now."